At this time last year, Brad Stevens was preparing the Butler University basketball team for its fifth NCAA tournament appearance in 6 years. Tonight, at the Garden, Stevens leads the Celtics against the two-time defending NBA champs, the Miami Heat. Miami is favored to win it all again, while Stevens and the Celtics will need a miracle to even qualify for the playoffs. Currently, they've lost 5 straight. Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game recently caught up with Stevens to talk about his first year on the job with the Celtics.
In 2010, at the age of 33, Brad Stevens guided Butler to the first of two consecutive NCAA men's championship games. The Bulldogs lost both times. Today at 37, Stevens is the youngest coach in the NBA. But this March has been more maddening than madness in Boston. The Celtics have lost 7 of 9 games as they limp toward the Green's first losing record since the 2006-2007 season. After appearing on a panel at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference in Boston earlier this month, Stevens said coaching in the NBA has been a big change, but he still sees similarities.
When I was at Butler, I was there 13 years. I was there through a lot of thick and thin, mostly very, very good times. You know, it was a terrific place to work, and I just had unbelievable support and unbelievable leadership. Come here, and all of those intangibles are the same. We're just in the midst of trying to get our program better.
Stevens grew up in Indiana and played Division III basketball at DePaul University. As an assistant and later the head coach at Butler in Indianapolis, Stevens helped to build a new tradition of Bulldog success. Here in Boston, he says the Celtics' long basketball heritage and deeply loyal fans are the things he's enjoyed the most so far.
Great tradition, this great history, that has made it even more fun. You know, a lot of people might look at it as a more pressure and more difficult, but I think it's more fun because people are really excited about, you know, the young guys on our team and where it can go.
But for much of the season, Stevens was without the player fans wanted to see most. After undergoing knee surgery, point guard and newly named Celtics captain Rajon Rondo didn't play his first game until January. Stevens says it's great having Rondo back, but he's more excited about what's to come.
When he first came back, he was a shell of himself, and now he's getting closer to getting back to his form. He's still not there yet, but he's a special player, and when you have a special player, you know, you'd rather have him on the floor than not.
Stevens is in the first year of a 6-year contract. One of the biggest adjustments has been coaching an 82-game season, more than double a typical college campaign. And the games are longer. College games are 40 minutes. In the NBA, they're 48. That means matching up against the world's best players, like Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant, for longer periods of time.
You got 8 more minutes and a lot more possessions for Kevin Durant to touch the ball. So that presents a heck of a challenge in trying to stop him.
MIT invited Stevens to the conference because he's known for his love of in-depth statistical analysis of players and games. At Butler, he created a full-time statistics-driven job on his staff and brought the analyst he hired with him to Boston after taking the Celtics job. In the NBA, Stevens has more data available than he ever had at Butler, so much that he's had to set aside some research projects for the upcoming offseason. But he says crunching numbers only works if players can relate to the results.
This is a simple game and made more complex by all of us that we need to try to make as easy as possible for the guys moving at full speed. And, you know, it's kind of like my old boss at Butler used to quote Abraham Lincoln. I apologize for the length of this letter. I didn't have time to write a short one. To be really good at it, you better make it concise.
With just 14 games left in a tough season and a critical NBA draft just around the corner, it's not hard to sum up the Celtics' goals. Pick well, get better. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.